last week and for the past couple of weeks. I think I've been very open, some could say too open, about the fact that in my relationship, my girl is very into the idea of a party of three, and certainly I'm not opposed to that myself. And the search for the suitable partner is taking me to Thrinder and out of Thrinder because it was a horrible app that led to nothing. And so on the air, we would talk about it, and I would say I solicited for a threesome partner to join me and my girl. Allie called last week and threw her proverbial hat in the ring. Talked to my girl about it. Was all set to go. Saturday night, that was going to be the night.
Oh, man. It didn't happen. It didn't happen.
Didn't say that.
With her. It didn't happen with her.
It didn't happen. It didn't happen.
Saturday was to be the night.
So it happened Sunday?
Saturday, I dropped my son off in Orlando. And as fate would have it, a friend of mine, Jerry, was having a little pool party in Winter Park, Florida. I wanted to stop by and see him because I hadn't seen him in quite some time. My girl, who is from the Sebring area, had some free time on her hands. So she was going to meet me out at the Winter Park pool party. So meet up in Winter Park around 3, 4 o'clock. Couple beverages over there. Let me rewind a little bit. Friday.
Oh, boy.
Went to go pay my rent and talk to my property manager, who has become a friend of mine. I call her my super hot property manager, mostly because she's super hot.
Did you have a threesome with her?
Well, she did throw her hat in the ring.
Did she?
No. Well, she said her husband said she could do it, but only if we plug her business.
Oh.
Like, he was willing to pimp her out.
Taking one for the team.
Right. If I mentioned their business. And I told her under no circumstances would I mention Dion Property Company on the air. So, I kid. She wasn't involved in it at all. But it was a conversation with her where she asked me if I was serious about going through with it. And I said, why wouldn't I be? She made me realize that it's kind of weird to be looking for this on the air. But I wasn't thwarted yet. Oh, man. Later that night, I went to go see my good friend Charlie Belcher. Hung out and watched the season 4 finale of Game of Thrones because they're catching up.
Is that with the Red Viper?
Red Viper was the episode before that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This
was Stannis Baratheon. Called her a whore again.
I love Stannis.
Me too. So after we watched that key moment in Game of Thrones, Charlie said, you're not seriously going to go through with this, are you? And I said, why wouldn't I? We had a very lengthy conversation about it. And it made me realize, I don't know that this is who I want to be. Not that the threesome is a bad idea, but with a listener. So it's in the back of my mind already that my friends, my real life friends, are thinking differently of me, as well they should, because of my exuberance in taking this on the air. I have been so wrapped up in my radio life that I have not been able to take the, what do they call it, the 1,000-yard view or whatever, the you know.
Bird's eye?
That's it. To be able to look at it like regular, normal people look at it. And it's kind of weird to solicit for a threesome on the radio. Yet still, I was somewhat open to it happening.
Do your friends understand about something we like to call unique content?
Unique content is wonderful. My real life friends, reputation, comfort level with myself and with my girl should always supersede good radio content.
Your friends need to stop ruining things.
You say that as not one of my real friends, clearly as one of my radio friends. So we're in Orlando, had a couple of beverages. Subconsciously, she and I probably realized if we just have fun here in Orlando, we probably won't make it back. Not problem solved, but like afterwards, would I have felt completely comfortable having a threesome with the girl who called the radio show?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay, I would have no problem. Do you have a number?
Really?
Yeah, it's just not who it made me realize. That's not who I want to be.
But we're all about touching our listeners.
Not in that way. Not in that way.
Whoa, easy.
Right. So we end up sobering up in Orlando, getting back to Tampa around, God, it had to be like 11:30 or so. So,
just tell me at least told the poor girl and she just wasn't waiting at the sex club for you guys all night.
Oh, no, no. We messaged her and said at like 6 or 7, we're like, hey, look, we're hammered in Orlando. It's not going to happen tonight.
Oh, man.
And she didn't respond until the next day. Well, the next day she said she got kind of, because she messaged us at like 4 in the afternoon and said, hey, I'm going to downtown St. Pete to start drinking.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, obviously there was a little pre-partying going on all sides there. So
I think I ran into her.
So clearly it was not meant to be all around. But then my girl and I ended up going to the sex place and watched some people, and maybe she and I got it on a little bit there.
At the sex place?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then...
The sex plays here, or is there one in Orlando?
No, there's not one in Orlando. There's not one anywhere.
Okay.
So then she and I went back to my place, and we had like the most open. No, I'm talking about conversation. We had the most open and honest conversation that we've ever had about trust, about who we would allow to do this, about what we would want to happen, about her fears in our relationship, about my insecurities, like everything that's probably been inside for so long came out to the surface. And then that culminated in hours upon hours of amazing
hours
of just of mind blowing, incredible. Oh. So I don't want to say the search is over because like, now I know what she's really, really into, and now she knows what I'm really, really comfortable with. So,
are you going to keep that between you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I am retiring from the you need to know everything / anything about what I do. I'm not winking at you.
Yeah. Come on.
I see you winking at me, but I am not winking at you.
I know what you really mean.
No, we are in an untraditional situation. In that we're very open to things that probably not a lot of people are open to, but it is to be kept between her, me, and anyone we choose to invite to do what we do.
That's responsible.
Thank you. You sound let down, and I understand why. From a content perspective, I am sorry.
Well, I mean, we had some pretty good content out of it, but... And I have no problem with anything in the conversation you guys had, and I don't have any problem with the fact that you didn't go through with it. But as one of your real friends and radio friends, I would have said, man, you went this far on the air.
Right, right. No doubt. And you're right. As my real-life friend and as my radio friend, you're right. I went too far on the air. Like, I know that now because my other friends who aren't on the radio show with me thought it was really, really weird.
That's fine. We do a lot of weird stuff here. There's a lot of shows, and we try to, separate ourselves from the other shows that are on the bone. And then
sure.
Drew being a big-time pervert is something that, you know, we like to build some content
around.
And
for the record, I will point out that I said you're reluctant to eat listener food.
So true. So, yes, I did go too far in leading up to it. It was a weird thing. It's nothing against the girl. She's a lovely girl. It just didn't work out for a reason on Saturday night. And would you believe that two people... not only recognized, but came up to me at the sex place.
Guys or girls?
Couples.
What did they want? Okay. Which you should stop talking about you going to the sex clubs.
I will. Okay. I'm never mentioning that again. That was my fault.
We got to get rid of this whole thing.
Right.
And overhaul your character on the radio. When a couples come up to you at the sex club, do they want to watch you? Do they want you to watch them? How does that all work?
To be perfectly honest with you, it's never worked out to where I have been invited to do anything, like with another couple. It was just like, hey, I'm a fan of the show, LOD. I'm going to leave you alone now.
But what if you were invited? Oh, wait, I don't know what the, you know, parameters you guys have discussed.
Well, I don't know.
So you just...
I don't know. No one's ever like been like, hey, you're Drew from the radio. You want to watch me bang my wife? Like, it's never worked out that way. It's just been, we've been on the bar side and they've gone, hey, LOD, big fan. I know you don't like this, so I'm just going to walk away.
Better to do it like you originally said it, in another city.
Yes.
Or like go to Vegas. Leave it all there.
Correct. And one of the things my girl has been able to get me to understand is that, like it or not, these people feel close to me. And these people, I depend upon our interaction. So I have to be appreciative of the fact that even if it is at a sex place where there's people getting it on feet from us, I still have to be appreciative of the fact that they know who I am.
Right.
And I should love that, and I should love them.
Yeah, you don't think it's weird when you're, like, in public shopping and people are like, LOD, look over that threesome. We're all rooting for you, man.
Yeah, I know. It's
Wait, you just learned that you have to appreciate your fans?
Well, good Lord, no, I appreciate 99% of the time. I appreciate 99% of the time when there aren't people having sex nearby.
Right.
But it's just on a different level. It's like if you go to the Todd Couples Adult Superstore.
Yeah.
And you're buying something there.
Battle of the Asses 14.
Precisely. It's just a bit out of the norm that someone's going to go, Seth Kush!
Look, man, I am, I've been on a few different radio stations in my career, all in Tampa and St. Pete, and I get recognized the most being associated with this show and this station twice in downtown St. Pete on Saturday. I had one guy that yelled LOD Seth Kush out of a car. Another guy tweeted me later. He saw me walking by Sundial. So, yeah, it happens. I'm not really ever doing anything weird like you are at the SEX Club, but, yeah, it happens a lot, and I appreciate all those people.
Me too. Everywhere except this place.
You feel like you're anonymous, like sometimes you feel like, oh, I don't know, I'm not really Drew Garabo that much tonight.
I wish that I could be in those situations.
Yeah, but you're never.
But I'm not. And that's what she's gotten me to realize. Like, I truly wish that I could be Dave Garrison. Like, I don't have a radio show. I'm just some guy with a super hot girl who wants to, like, go do funky stuff.
Yeah, that's called go out of town. That's real easy.
I know.
Go to Orlando either. You're not an artist Orlando.
I know.
Go to Miami.
And there were super nice couples, and, like, the guy came over. He's like, hey, my wife said she recognizes you. Are you Drew Garabo from the radio? Oh, I'm sorry, man. I don't know who that is.
Are people naked there? Are they just walking around nude?
Not on the bar side, no. On the bar side, you have clothes on. But, yes, when you go over to the sex side, they're...
I picture, like, a window between the bar and the sex side, like, so you can watch people while you drink.
That would be cool, but no, you have to, if you want to watch other people do it, you can't, but you have to go onto the sex side to do it.
Okay.
So there are people who just watch other people do it through the glass, but you have to go on the sex side.
You need a fake mustache.
I don't think
like
that would do it.
Like a big, bushy one.
Like, maybe I could take on the personality of a Hasidim Jew, and I could just go in the full...
I think we would frown upon that. Yeah.
So there's really no way I'm ever going to be anonymous.
Mm-mm.
Well, yeah, right. So are you dropping this whole, you know, hypersexual Garabo character where you tell us that you went to, you know, the club over the weekend? Are you not going to, I'm okay if you don't want to bring that up on air anymore.
I'd probably keep it to a minimum.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to be mad at you guys if you ask me anything ever. But I think I've been very forthright, in fact, probably too forthright in what I've brought to the table thus far.
Yeah, I mean, and I would always say, without overthinking it, man, that's just you, and we're always trying to be authentic on the show. So even if it's weird or some people don't want to hear it, man, it's just you being you.
Yeah, and I guess one of the things I strive for, at least for the last 5 years on the radio in Tampa, that I have wanted to do is to be authentic. And sometimes I think I am oversharing in my attempt to share my real self on the radio, but a lot of that stuff should be kept special and sacred between me and my special someone.
You got to have something sacred.
Right, because let's be honest. I have yet to have a successful relationship with a girl. Like, my track record is horrifically bad.
But you keep getting re-signed. People want to give you a chance. You're like that retread coach in the NFL. We're going to keep hiring you and hope that he finally breaks through.
It's so true. And, like, this time, I just have to try to do things that differently. And maybe it's just that I need to share a little bit less about myself.
Well, that's easy to do. I mean, we can make sure that doesn't happen. If you don't want to put something out over the radio, just don't tell us.
That's what I'm realizing.
But that's hard.
Tell me about it.
It's not hard if he says, hey, I was at the club this weekend. This is not for air.
Oh, no. Yeah, I trust you guys enough.
Yeah, we don't just rely on our personal stories to get us through 4 hours of content each day.
I know that I could tell all three of you something and say, I don't want to talk about this on the air. Yeah. And you might say, hey, could we blah, blah, blah. But I know you would respect it. Well, I put this all on me. Like, this is me sharing too much of my life. Not you guys asking the wrong questions. This has been all me wanting to bring too much to the table.
Yeah, but I would find a clever way to say something that we all know what I'm talking about, but the listeners don't.
He sure as hell would, ladies and gentlemen. D, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Actually, you just said exactly the point that I was going to make.
Oh,
you
sorry.
Felt sharing too much of your life. Mm. But I have to say, for being in that lifestyle, having been at that club and being at other clubs,
I think
that you can make the request of, hey, guys, you know, my audience, I'm sharing this part of my life with you. Let's be respectful of each other. It's not a time to call me out in the middle of the crowd.
No, but you can't do that. It has to be all or nothing. Like, I love being recognized, and I love that people listen to this show and want to say hey to me in Publix and Oldsmar Flea Market or wherever. So I don't think it's fair to say this place is off limits or please respect my privacy in this place. Obviously, it's nice if I'm taking a whiz at Eddie V's that, you know, someone's not going to ask me to sign an autograph, but it comes with the territory of what we do.
But that's a lifestyle. Something that comes with that lifestyle is also privacy and respect.
I have a high
profile job. I've seen my clients there. I've seen my employees there. We respect each other not to call it, hey, she does so-and-so, or, you know, people in the community know who I am as well, but they don't call it out when we're there and tell people who I am. You just
say,
hey, Drew, you know, introduce yourself.
The
LOD thing is, and I've actually been there and heard people say LOD. I think it's a little obnoxious. You know, if they walk up and say, hey, Drew, how you doing? It's like you would do in a respectful club like that in that atmosphere.
I suppose. It does feel good. Like, I just got a direct message from someone who remained anonymous who said, I saw you guys on Saturday night, too, but out of respect, there was no way I would approach you. Hashtag rules and respect.
How many people are there? What's the capacity?
Right. There was a lifestyle party there or something. The same people who have those parties at Penthouse.
Oh, yeah.
They were at the place on Saturday. So it was...
Yes, we were. That was part of the group that I...
So you were there on Saturday, too?
Yes.
I know. What were you wearing?
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
nothing.
Yeah. Hey, remember what you just said?
We're revamping your character.
I know. We're visiting the past. We might as well visit the past.
Ask her what she's wearing right now.
Did you see me there on Saturday?
I did not.
Okay.
But I kind of stayed in one area and really, I try not to look for people that I know there. So.
I get that. Well, listen, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. And, you know, if we do see each other there sometime down the road, I hope you'll come up and say hello.
Absolutely.
Or just say, sorry.
Oh, geez.
Sorry.
Well, since you're not going to be a pervert on the show anymore, as of 5:01, today Phoebe and I are going to come out of the closet as swingers, everybody.
Swingers.
See you in Brandon this weekend.
Woo!
Come up and talk to me. I'll have my 8x10 glossies ready to hand out and sign for you.
We did do something kind of hot, though, which was that...
Shh. Hey, man, not everything's for air.
Right, but this is okay. I think this is okay.
Okay.
Because, you know, in the past we talked about, like, girls DMing me stuff and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She thinks that's kind of hot that girls will do that. All I can't do is, like, keep it hidden. So, like, if girls send nudes or whatever, like, we can look at it together, and that's kind of hot.
Yeah.
But, like, I just can't, like, keep it secret.
Right. So, when a girl sends you a nude, what do you say? Oh, yeah, me and my girlfriend love this, send more?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Like, it's okay to solicit those as long as, like, I think the girl who sends them knows that it's going to be for us to use together.
Yeah.
So, how do you know you like, send her, hey, I'll look at this later?
It's a good question.
How do you know it's a nudie?
No, it's like a kid coming home from school showing his mom, like, what he found on the playground or something. It's like, hey, here's what I got today.
Okay. So anyway, if girls want to send me that stuff, just know that it's, like, for me and...
Yeah, yeah. Phoebe's okay with me doing that, too. So...
So anyway, I, you know, thank you for allowing me to get this off my chest.
So what I'm hearing right now is you're retiring from being an on-air pervert.
I wouldn't say completely. I still have to be me. I won't be soliciting threesomes on the air anymore. I won't be mentioning the sex club anymore. But, I mean, there will probably be certain sexploits where if something were to happen between, you know, me, my girl, and someone else over the weekend, I might bring that to the table still.
Okay.
I mean.
It seems like it goes everything against you, to what you just talked about.
It's a good point. Maybe I need to keep everything off the radio.
Yeah, well, you know, just anything that involves another person.
Right.
Well, like, anything just between you and your girlfriends, all right, if you want to bring that up. I'm sure there's a lot of people that can relate to that stuff.
Right.
When you start venturing out into the, polyamorous world.
Oh.
That's what it's called.
Right.
And I know, yeah, there's a lot of you out there. It's cool.
Sure.
We like you. We appreciate you.
Not everybody's going to think you just hiding all this stuff.
I am.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going out of town real soon.
Go out of town.
So oh, is that why you wanted to take Friday off?
No. I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, it might not be too bad.
Dude, Garabo's been a workaholic the whole time I've known him, and he comes in today, and he's like, hey, I think we're going to take Friday off. I said, of this week?
Mm-hmm. And he wanted to call in today.
I did. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. So sorry to disappoint everyone who thinks that I should have gone through with it, but if it is right, we will do it at some point in time. Not we, but we.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a heartwarming story.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo live hidden track of the day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
I asked Phoebe to come into the studio a little early so we could start bridging the gap between Seth, Phoebe, and a potential third partner.
See, I feel like you're up to some tricks, but you're working the angle that you're doing this all for me in my sex life.
Well, that's the only angle there would be. What ulterior motive would I have?
I have no idea. I don't know exactly. I don't know you that well yet.
Well, funny you should say I don't know you that well yet. Great segue there. You know, we hit the ground running on Monday. It was a new Morning X, and I really kind of feel like I don't know. I don't want to say I did a disservice, but I think it's unreasonable to expect people who don't know me or don't know anything about me to buy into what we're doing here without sharing a little bit of myself.
We don't even know what we're doing yet, though.
Right, exactly. So how should you know what we're doing when we don't know what we're doing? But, you know, you're accustomed to Fisher and Boy in the Morning, and you've been listening to that for 10 years or so, and here comes this new guy, and he's got this new show and this new ideas and these new bits, and I just feel like maybe if I explain a little bit about me, it's going to help us better understand each other. Does that make any sense?
I agree, because we had you on during the last week of the Morning X with Fisher, and we had you on for an hour on Thursday, and I think we had you on for an hour on Friday, but we can't assume that everybody that listens to the show heard you and knows anything about you now.
Right, and please know that I don't operate under the assumption that you care. I'm not like giving you this because I think you've been clamoring for it. I don't think there's this tremendous outcry of, oh God, please tell us more about you.
No, but you feel like you need to explain who you are, give your story, that way we can kind of move forward with the show.
Precisely. If you like get to know me a little bit better, maybe you'll understand that I know that I'm not Fisher. I'm never going to be Fisher. I love Fisher. I think he's a great guy, and we have many similarities. However, he and I are completely different people. I'm going to bring something different to the table. You might like it better. You might like it not so better. But I am just a different dude. And here's who I am. I am, first and foremost, someone who thrives on interaction. That is why I do this for a living. I think that I seek out the opportunity to talk to and get to know as many people as possible.
And now, is that because you've been out of radio for a little while? Or were you always like that?
I've always been like this, but the fact that I've been out of radio for about the last 3 years really feeds into that. I've been doing a job that is thankless. And if you're in sales, any type of sales, please know that I feel you. I definitely empathize with you. You do a job every day that is basically equivalent to emotional beatdown. You deal with rejection. You are hung up on. You cold call.
What did you have to do when you worked for the Magic? Would you just call up people and see if they wanted season tickets?
That's what my job was, to call businesses, mostly businesses, some residents.
Come on, call me up right now.
Okay, what company are you with?
I'm with Jones Industry and more.
Is this Jones Industry and more?
It sure is. Can I help you?
Yeah, is this Seth?
Sure.
Hey, Seth, what's going on? My name's Drew. I work with the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, what do you want?
Well, I just wanted to talk to you about the kind of things that you do for your employees and clients in the way of entertainment.
We do a lot for them. What can I help you out with?
Well, what kind of things do you do?
Well, it's none of your business. Well, are you trying to sell me something?
Oh, no, I wouldn't even begin to sell you something, Seth, before I know that it wouldn't be a good fit for you.
Right. Well, what are you looking to have me do?
Well, I'm not looking to have you do anything. I just want to know how you feel about the Orlando Magic. Do you go to games?
Yeah, they're okay.
Oh, cool. You've been to a game before?
Couple, yeah.
Oh, in the new arena?
Not since Shaq's been there, but it sounds fun.
Oh, that's 1997. We got to get you out to a game.
Really? For free?
And then that's the point where you hang up on me and call me names. And then I sit and cry myself to sleep in the cubicle because I live a lie every day. So that's what I've been doing for the last 3 years, right? And when you've been doing radio and you know what it's like to feed off this interaction and to try to entertain people and to know them and know about their lives and give them something to look forward to every day, and then you live a lie for 3 years, it makes you a pretty miserable person. And that's who I've been for the last 3 years. Look, I love the Magic. They were great to me. I have great things to say about the organization. And should they start playing basketball again this season, I will go to games. But I will say that I can't do sales. It's just not what I'm programmed to do. This is what I like to do. That's why I'm so interactive on the Morning X Facebook. That's why I try to retweet and reply to every Twitter that I get at Drew97X.
Because you never want to go back to working your sales job.
Thank God, no, I do not, please. And I just want to get to know people. Like, that's why I do this, because I'm so fascinated by different people and what makes them tick. So many different personality types, so many different philosophies. And I'm not here to prove that I'm right and you're wrong. I think that's what I got into in my past in radio. And that really is why I feel so good about this opportunity, because I can honestly say I am not 100%, but I'm about a 75% different person now than I was when I was in radio before.
You lost your ego.
I completely lost my ego. And when you get smacked in the face with humility, when you get forced to lose the one thing that you loved more than anything else, well, except my wife, you know, and then you have to do something every day that you don't necessarily love, you're served a big slice of humble pie, and it doesn't taste very good. So I promised myself that I was never going to do that again, and should I be given another opportunity, which thank God and Shark that I have been given this opportunity, not necessarily in that order, I'm not going to lose that again. Yes, Danielle.
Now I got a question from Facebook. Adam wants to know if you've ever been arrested and what for.
Surprisingly enough, I haven't, which is really weird,
Adam. You should have been for all your ecstasy use in the 90s.
Oh, man. I mean, there have been times when I absolutely should have been arrested, but I can honestly say, other than like a couple of maybe times I was pulled over when I had a couple of beverages, I don't know how I talked myself out of those.
Did you drop the radio card back then?
No.
Okay.
I didn't have to. I used my real name. They were like, oh, Drew Garabo, nighttime radio guy. And I always make sure I say good things about cops on the radio. By the way, I love cops, just in case you were wondering. I absolutely love law enforcement officials of all types.
I just think a lot of people should know that a lot of Drew's stories start off with when I was on ecstasy.
That's not true.
A lot of them so far.
Only the good ones.
The threesome stories.
877-327-9797. If you come up with a good question, we might hook you up with a pair of tickets to see Kings of Leon. Yes, oh. Danielle, you had another question off the
Facebook? No, I was just going to say, were you a big radio card dropper back in the day? Because I know that Seth and I have had lunch with you twice.
Yes.
Where you've told our waitress that you are the next big superstar radio DJ.
Yes.
And then they ask what station you work for, and neither one of them have ever heard of 97X.
True.
Well, that's why I asked them, because I want this station and this morning show to succeed so badly that I never did that in my past. I want to self-promote as much as possible.
That makes me feel uncomfortable, by the way.
Good. Then I'll keep doing it.
It really does.
I know. And I really want this to succeed, and that's why I do it. I never did it before. Like, if someone would ask me, I'd usually lie before. I'd be like, oh, Drew Garabo, are you Drew Garabo on the radio? No, there was another Drew Garabo. Oh, crazy. I would deny it. Now, I really need this to succeed, so I will do it as much as possible.
And what else do you want people to know about you? As far as, I know I asked you this when we were on with Fisher last week. As far as the show goes, what are your plans for the show? I know we're going to feel it out for the first, you know, 2 to 4 weeks and then go from there.
Right. I want it to be as interactive as possible. I want to get as many people involved, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, phone calls, whatever. I want to get as many people involved as possible on the air, and so I can talk to them and get to know them and be a part of the Tampa Bay community. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. 877-327-9797. I think we've got Sarah. Sarah, what's up? Welcome to the Morning X.
Drew, listen, I've heard you mention a couple of times that you've tried ecstasy, and just, I would love to hear the absolute best story you have.
Oh, man. There are so
Come
many.
On.
By the way, can Sarah should get a prize for that question.
Should she?
Your best ecstasy. What, you don't like that?
No, I love it, actually. Look, here's the thing, Sarah. It's a terrible drug. I can't recommend it for anybody. It eats holes in your brain. It makes you chew your mouth up. It's a god-awful thing. But don't ever do it, kids.
But the memories, if you remember them, are so worthwhile.
They really are. I can just point out, one of my favorite things that ever happened was at a house party at a very prominent Orlando DJ's house, where it was like 8 o'clock in the morning the next day, and everybody's eyes fix on this one dude as he staggers over to a coffee table, picks up a lit candle, thinks it's a beverage, and holds it up to his lips and drinks candle wax.
Because he was on X?
He was on many things. Ecstasy, probably one of them.
Oh, my God.
But that's a great question. Thank you. Just say no to drugs, by the way. 877-327-9797. Josh, what's up? Welcome to the Morning X with Drew and Seth.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Great, buddy. How are you?
Good. Hey, I was just wondering what you did that you had to get out of radio the first time and go into sales. Was it something you got caught for? Or?
Great question. I've been with two Orlando radio stations, one of them a talk station, and I left that station to go take a morning show at, ironically enough, an alternative rock station in Orlando. That station, after about 2.5-3 years of working there, We went through what's called a format flip, where some, you know, bean counter up in New York City decides, well, this alternative rock format isn't working very well. We're going to switch over to, like, classic hits.
It wasn't working, though, was it?
It wasn't.
Yeah.
I can't blame them for it. I don't blame anybody. So they changed the format, and they fired everybody. Like, it wasn't just me. They took all on-air talent and took us out one by one in a conference room. It left me, and I consider myself, I guess, a pretty secure guy. And I say that on the radio knowing that I'm lying to myself. I'm very insecure, but I want you to think that I'm secure, if that makes any sense. But it really left me emotionally raw. I felt, Josh, like I had been in a bad relationship.
You used the R word. You said you felt like you had been raped.
It was emotional rape. Like, I thought I was done with radio forever. I thought I never want to be behind a microphone again. I never want to give myself, my heart and my soul, to an industry that would do that to me, that could, like, fire me because of nothing that I did. I did my best work. I put a lot of effort and energy into the show and still watched it all go away. And so that was like 3 years ago. And then, you know, out of the blue, actually Bubba the Love Sponge, I went to work for him. He was very good to me. He's been great to me, by the way. I did a show for his radio network, and then Shark kind of found out that and said, would you think about getting back into radio? And still 3 years later, Josh, I'm like, I don't know, dude, I can't do that again. What do you got? He started telling me about 97X. He made it sound too good to be true. And it turns out that it is true. And I met Seth and Danielle, and we started kind of getting to know each other. And I thought, well, you know, what the hell? I'll leave my family in Orlando. I'll live in a lonely apartment with only a bed, no couch, no TV in Tampa. I have nothing to do all day. I literally go home, and I run, and I try to work out, and I play Words with Friends.
And you work on the show, too.
That's all I do. And so great question, Josh. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
All right. There we go.
877-327-9797.
How do you feel getting all that off your chest?
I feel a little bit invigorated. Maybe it makes you like me less. Maybe it makes you like me more. It's just who I am.
No, well, we talked about it. I said, what do you want to do on Tuesday? How do you want to start this thing off? And you said, let's just hit the ground running. And then, you know, 2 days later, we felt like, you know, the audience was missing something and you wanted to let them know who you were.
Right. And a couple of points I do want to touch on, and I realize it's going long and I'm sorry. But first of all, is you should pursue your dreams. If you're in a job that you hate, if you're in a job that is making you absolutely miserable, you can change it. I don't care how much money it's putting on your table or in your bank account or how much food it's putting on your table. I am here to tell you that life is way too freaking short for you to wake up every day and live a lie. There is something for you out there, and you need to listen to that inner voice that tells you to do whatever it is you want to do and go out and do it.
I say don't quit that job you hate until you actually find a dream job.
You should find one. Yeah, I kind of quit the magic before this thing was like
final,
and I don't know what I would have done had I not gotten this job, but I knew that I couldn't be a sales monkey anymore. So
I love your follow your dream speech.
You have to do it. I mean, if you're waking up every day and you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you know you're shuffling off to a job that you can't stand and you're becoming a person that you hate, ugh, get out of it. Find something else to do. Find something that you're good at. Find something you enjoy, and then find a way to get paid to do it.
There you go. That's what Drew Garabo is all about.
That is what Drew Garabo is all about, and I'll get into the second thing in a moment. 97X Tampa Bay's new rock alternative, The Morning X with Drew and Seth, coming up at Real Sex at about 8:10. We're going to bring Phoebe in a little bit earlier, and she is going to...
No, you're bringing Phoebe in.
Well, yeah, that's true. I wanted to say we, but it's really me, and I'm just trying to help you out, man. That's all.
I think you've got some tricks up your sleeve, but I appreciate the angle you are working.
877-327-9797.
Is this Drew?
It is.
Hey, I'm just calling to see what your feelings are on tonight, whether this weekend, if you think that Jeter is going to get his 3,000th hit against Tampa.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, let's do a little quid.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do a little quid pro quo here. I'll answer your baseball questions, but you have to answer my transgendered questions, okay?
Okay.
All right. First, I'll handle the baseball thing. As a lifelong Red Sox fan, as much as weird as this might sound to you, I have always had a tremendous amount of respect and admiration for Derek Jeter. I mean, I know it's not a Red Sox thing to do, but I think that all Red Sox fan, if you are a fan of baseball, you have to love what Jeter is all about. He's the ultimate team guy. He never creates problems in the dugout, in the clubhouse. I like Derek Jeter, and that's weird for a Red Sox fan to say. So I hope he does get
it. Well, he only needs 3 hits, and I think he has 4 games, so he'll definitely get it this weekend.
Yeah, because that's like my family is, too. They keep calling him Jeter just because the umpire made a call way back when he tried to get on base, which his job is to get on base.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad we're on the same page there. So now you got to tell me, like, what's going on down there? You got the you got girl parts, you got guy parts,
geez.
You got something rebuilt like the Bionic Man. Like, what's up?
That'll cost you.
I just answered your baseball question.
Well, I did. I just answered it. I said, that will cost you. Deal, you don't do stuff like that for free.
Uh-oh. How many?
I'm not asking you to do anything.
I'm hooking or nothing. Like I said, I don't do men. But, I mean, questions like that, you would have to at least take me out somewhere to, get me loose and all that, so I'd want to answer something like that.
Hmm. Oh, all right. Well, let's. I'll tell you what. You show up to my very first Get to Know Drew remote for 97X, and we'll have a couple of beverages and talk about your parts.
All right, but the only problem is mine will have to be a virgin one, because with the meds I'm on, I'm not really supposed to be drinking alcohol.
Oh, so what, am I going to get you loose on a couple of diet beverages?
Well, yeah, because I'm already on morphine, so it doesn't really take much to get me loose.
Okay.
Fantastic. Duly noted.
I like that we just set up a date here. Let's keep it going.
Tranny love connection. Thanks a lot, Delia. I appreciate the phone
call.
Keep
in mind that there's going to be no sex involved because, sorry, but I don't do men.
Oh, darn. Well, I'll somehow still get
now,
to sleep
tonight.
Now,
if you could change real quick and turn over to my side, there's always that possibility.
No, I'm pretty good with my gender as it is. All respect to those who aren't, but I'm pretty good with my gender the way it is.
Well, that's cool. I respect that, too.
Thank you very much. It was lovely speaking with you.
Nice talking to you.
The official Morning X tranny.
Yeah.
Delia, you like that?
Yeah.
Did you have an official tranny when you were on O-Rock?
An official one? No.
Okay.
No, we had several who aspired to be, but no.